I declare the meeting open at 5:30 PM. I welcome councillors, management and members of the public in attendance at the City of Melbourne. May I ask that all mobile phones be turned off for the duration of the meeting? We respectfully acknowledge that we are meeting on the traditional land of the Kulin Nation. This place is now known by the name of Melbourne. Melbourne is one of the great multicultural cities of the world and a significant meeting place. For the Kulin Nation, Melbourne has always been an important meeting place and a location for events of social, educational, sporting and cultural significance. Should there be any queries relating to the conduct of the meeting and documentation of the submission process, please speak with a member of the Council business team after the meeting. The agenda comprises one report from committee, 13 reports from management, five of which are confidential, and five items of general business, one of which is confidential. We've received no apologies. If any councillor has either direct or indirect interest as defined in the Local Government Act in relation to a matter to be considered by council, please disclose the type and the nature of the interest prior to consideration of the item. Could I call on a council to move a resolution adopting the open minutes of council meeting number 42 held on Tuesday the 24th of November? Thank you, Councillor Ong. Is that seconded? Thank you, Councillor Wood. I'll put that motion. All those in favour? That is carried unanimously. Thank you. Any matters arising from the minutes of the previous open meeting? As at 3 PM, no submissions were received in accordance with the council's conduct of meetings local law. Does any councillor wish to discuss the confidential status of confidential agenda items 6.9, 6.10, 6.11 and 7.6? In that case, there is one item from committee for consideration. Could I call on Councillor Ong to present agenda item 5.1?
Sorry, Lord Mayor, before we begin, yep. I declare a conflict on this one due to conflicting duties. My employer is University of Melbourne.
Thank you, Councillor.
Thank you, Lord Mayor. Item 5.1, Amendment C257, Melbourne University South Bank Campus Advertising Sign Controls. The purpose of this report is to seek the Council's support for the adoption of Melbourne Planning Scheme Amendment C257, which is the Melbourne University South Bank Campus Advertising Sign Controls. I move the recommendation contained in the Council report.
Is there a seconder? Councillor Leppard. Thank you, Councillor Rowe.
The report's quite clear. We've been through this before, and I'm not adding any further comments to this.
Councillor Lippert, is there further contribution to debate? In that case, I'll put the motion. All those in favour? That is unanimous. Thank you. Please ask Councillor Oak to rejoin us. There are eight reports from management for consideration in the open session. The first is item 6.1, the records of assemblies of councillors. Would councillors like a presentation? In that case, could I call on a councillor to move this resolution? Councillor Wood, seconded. Councillor Louis? Not yet. all in favour? That is unanimous, thank you. Item 6.2 is the Premier Event Broadcast Partnership contract number 3526. Would councillors like a presentation? In that case, could I call on a councillor to move this motion? Councillor Pinder-Mortimer, is this seconded? Councillor Wood, Councillor Pinder-Mortimer.
Lord Mayor, I need to say that this is a very important partnership for the city, and I congratulate the team, Steve Nagel and Martin Cutter, for having negotiated some terrific initiatives which incorporate not only broadcast event on-air support and editorial coverage, but also online support and other considerations such as event integration and availability of seven presenters. So overall, a good report.
Thank you. Councillor Wood?
Just very briefly, $1.1 million worth of guaranteed airtime is a pretty good return on investment.
Further contribution to debate? Councillor Mayne?
A little surprised there was only one compliant bid, but I think Seven does do this job well, so the rivals might have figured they were difficult to knock off. And very pleasing that we're approving this in public, so that I think when this last came up, it might have been in confidential, and it's fully transparent. I'm sure the media will be interested to see how City of Melbourne is dealing with one of our big media houses.
Further contribution? Mover wish to close debate? In that case, I'll put the motion. All those in favour? That is unanimous. Thank you. Item 6.3 is abolition of the Docklands Coordination Committee. Could I have a councillor move this? Councillor Louis. Could I have a number of councillors second this? Councillor Pinder-Mortimer. Councillor Louis. Works about as well as the Docklands Communication
nothing to say for
Coordination me. Committee. Intermittently.
It's Christmas lights.
No, I heard to say that it it's part of the process that we were waiting for the previous minister to sign off, but unfortunately it wasn't able to be done so before the last election, and therefore it's done now. Thank you.
Councillor Pinner-Mortimer, further contribution to debate? Deputy Lord Mayor.
I would like to just congratulate Councillor Louis for his staying power in the Docklands Coordination Committee.
Hear, hear. Mover wish to conclude debate? In that case, I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Unanimous. Thank you. Item 6.4 is the update of authorisations under the Planning and Environment Act 1987. Would councillors like a presentation? In that case, could I have a councillor move this recommendation? Move Councillor Wong. Seconded Councillor Wood. Councillor Wong. Councillor Wood, further contribution to debate after those excellent contributions so far? In that case, I'll put the motion. All those in favour? That is carried unanimously. Thank you. Item 6.5, the release of subsidiary companies' annual reports for the year ended 30th of June 2015. Would councillors like a presentation? Could I have a councillor move a motion?
Lord Mayor, I'd like to move an amended motion, which will appear on the screen now with two additional points.
Is there a seconder for that motion? Councillor Wood, thank you. Councillor Main, this now becomes the motion, of course.
Hey, thanks, Lord Mayor. Look, this is a first time that we've had full annual reports come to Council from our two largest and most important 100% owned subsidiaries, Queen Victoria Market and Citywide. Follows a motion back in June. They're very comprehensive, a little bit different, as you can see, where you've got I think 27 pages of financials from Citywide. And three pages of financials from QVM, so a slightly different approach. But it's good to see the full financials out there. For many years, quick QVM, for instance, it wasn't disclosed that Council was receiving about $5 million a year from QVM, which is more than any other market owner in the world. So the two additional points, 4.2 and 4.3, are to request that this practice continues. And that we seek to have them come as separate management reports because they are separate entities, so there's no need for them to be one report. It should be as soon as it's ready, it comes. Just to give you some dates, obviously we're at December 15 at the moment. Transurban's annual report was lodged on September 4 with the ASX. Dexis, August 31. Commonwealth Bank, August 17. So put in an end of November figure there for next year, but clearly it could be just as early as they're ready. Could be late August, September, just and not together in the one report. And 4.3 is just to note that, that effectively the Citywide has, I think, won the gold medal this year for its comprehensive level of disclosure, and just politely asking QVM to look at the way Citywide has done it as a model with potentially a little bit more data in there on the financials. But overall, it's good to see this transparency. We've never had these full annual reports come to Council before. There's a lot of interesting information in them. And I think with these amendments, we will have an even better and maybe a fractionally earlier experience in the coming 2016 year.
Thank you. Councillor Wood?
Nothing to add, Lord Mayor.
Further contribution to debate, Councillor Rogue?
Only to ask Stephen, Councillor Main, whether he needs the brackets at 4.1 existing management recommendation. No, if you don't know, it's yours.
You might change that by having the word future after QVM and then removing the brackets.
I don't know. No, the brackets are his markup.
The existing management recommendation bracket.
I beg your pardon. Wrong one. Yeah, okay.
At 4.1.
Yeah, I beg your pardon. Sorry. Okay. Otherwise, it's fine.
Yeah. Happy to support it now.
I love track changes, final documents. Just delete the whole lot. Thank you. Happy with that, Councillor? Further contribution to debate? In that case, I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Thank you. Item 6.6 is the EDOC support and maintenance contract 3535. Councillors like a presentation? In that case, could I have a Councillor move this recommendation? Councillor Main, is it seconded? Councillor Wood, Councillor Main?
It's a pretty operational matter. If we had our slightly more flexible situation where we didn't have to put everything to the tender at 150k, as is discussed later in our Local Government Act review, maybe we wouldn't be dealing with this. But it's a good existing incumbent, no reason to oppose this.
Thank you. Councillor Wood?
Nothing to add.
Further contribution to debate? In that case, I'll put the motion. All those in favour? That is unanimous. Thank you. Item 6.7 is the establishment of the QVM Renewal Reserve. Would councillors like a presentation on this agenda item? In that case, could I call on a councillor to move the motion, please? Councillor Mayne, is it seconded? Councillor Wood? Councillor Wood? Councillor Mayne?
Thanks, Lord Mayor. This I guess, puts to bed the final structure and history of our funding vehicle, or our funding strategy for the QVM renewal. So we haven't gone with the separate legal entity. Management is proposing to go with the appearance in the accounts, similar to our open space reserve, but without the separate legal structure. So I guess the history is that there's been $15.8 million put in to the QVM program reserve, with the $4 million spent so far, so there's a remaining balance of $11.75 million. That's with council, I guess, separately 100% equity funding the Munro purchase, so we haven't done a negative $65 million type scenario because of Munro. We've equity funded Munro separately from this vehicle, and there may be an additional amount that comes in post the Munro tender. One little thing that will need to be clarified in future years is what happens to the circa $5 million a year that council takes from QVM. Does that go into our budget and then go into the renewal program fund if there's a surplus, or does it go straight in? The practice so far is not to be putting the distributions in until after they have actually contributed to the surplus. So that'll be a policy question for next year's budget, but it's good that we are dedicating some transparency around the funding of our biggest ever capital works program. It will test us. It's going to be a very big spend, and it's good to see we've got a dedicated reporting process to try and keep us disciplined in terms of how we deliver on this this record capital spend.
Thank you. Councillor Wood?
I agree with Councillor Mayne. I think the Munro purchase and this arrangement shows we're very, very, very serious about this large expenditure, this large project, and it's good to see that we've landed at a solution which I think is an intelligent one. It's very transparent. It gets the job done that we need to without too much overstructure in the end result.
Thank you. Further contribution to debate? Councillor Wrong.
First of all, I think thank management for bringing it to this stage, because this is a necessary part of ensuring that as we progress now into the actual renewal program, we will be able to contain the project in a manner where we can track everything that we do, everything that we spend, as compared to just putting in a bigger budget. And I think that's very important. With regards to further funding, I'm looking forward to the results of the EOI and then the RFT, which will then create some additional financial inputs into this process. And I think it'll be a great way to look at how a local government do a project of the value of $200 million and how we manage it. So I'm looking forward to the next steps beyond this.
Thank you. Further contribution? The mover wish to conclude debate? In that case, I'll put the motion. All those in favour? That is unanimous. Thank you. Item 6.8 is the City of Melbourne submission to the Plan Melbourne Refresh, October 2015 discussion paper. Would councillors like a presentation? In that case, could I call on a councillor to move a motion? Councillor Leppard.
Lord Mayor, can I move an alternative motion? If we scroll down, that is the motion I'll move.
I'll just give councillors a moment to consider that. And of course, if that is seconded, that becomes the principal motion. Councillor Wood seconded. Councillor Leppard.
Thank you, Lord Mayor. Can I start by thanking officers for what is obviously a very collaborative submission across all areas of the administration, led by Andrea Kleist in the Urban Strategies branch. But generally, it's been what I think would consider to be a very collaborative effort. The Plan Melbourne Refresh, of course, is a process that's been set up entirely by the state government, and the method of consultation around that is set entirely by the minister and his department. And the questions that have been asked in that process are, I would say, relatively restrictive. The submission that's been put forward to us by officers here today is excellent within that context, and the first seven chapters of the Plan Melbourne Refresh, which deal with all sorts of issues of metropolitan planning, whether it be major transport projects, whether it be land use planning, whether it be collaboration between agencies, whether it be sustainability initiatives. We've really put together here in this submission a remarkable collection of suggestions and it's quite a visionary document, I think, limited within the framework that the state government set. What I've done here today is go one step further, and I'm not naive. I'm not suggesting that by passage of this motion the state government's about to change anything that they are planning to do. However, I think it would be remiss of us not to take this opportunity, at least one of the 32 metropolitan councils, to take a bit more of a forward step on this question of metropolitan governance. And as my colleagues will know, because I've been banging on about it for quite a few weeks now, and many officers as well, that metropolitan governance is a pet topic of mine at the moment, and it has been for quite a while. I very much think that Australia is lagging behind the OECD when it comes to questions of metropolitan governance. You just need to look at some successful models of coalitions between councils or metropolitan-wide government authorities, which are elected or non-elected, to see what can be done in other nations. The closest we've got in Australia really is Brisbane, but again, the state government carries so many functions that in other countries you might see a Brisbane-like metropolitan-wide government taking on. So I think we really are behind the eight ball globally, and I think that these are discussions that we should be having. I note, though, that the questionnaire put out by the state government for response to the Plan Melbourne Refresh deliberately does not want feedback on the question of how we're actually going to implement all these fantastic things. Plan Melbourne has wonderful aspirations in it, and if all of our suggestions for Plan Melbourne chapters 1 to 7 are taken into account, those visions will be even stronger again. But all of that is completely useless if we haven't got a very clear plan for implementation. That requires authority, not just by the state government, but by the public at large. And I think a key tool to getting there is getting authority by the 32 metropolitan councils. The current MPA is obviously deeply, deeply flawed. It is not the body, in its current form at least, which is able to implement Plan Melbourne. It will require major reform. I think that the decision to replace the MPA with a VPA is a flawed one. We do need a metropolitan-focused body of some description. But my suggestion is that if the State Council wants to do this properly, it needs buy-in from the councils in the metropolitan area. It cannot just do what it always does, which is to say, we've come up with a governance framework, now you guys fit in with it. That is not a recipe to success. It's not a recipe for collaboration, for support from across all agencies and all governments. And so my suggestion, and I'm suggesting a tweak to the submission, but I've also put it up here in lights in part one of the submission, is that the governance framework for Metropolitan Melbourne must be co-designed with more than just the Planning Minister and his staff. Otherwise, we're not going to implement the fantastic initiatives that make up Plan Melbourne. I don't agree with all of them, but by and large, the aspirations are wonderful, but we can't meet these aspirations if we don't have a plan for implementation and a governance framework to get us there.
Thank you. Councillor Wood.
I agree with Councillor Leppard. I think it's a strong submission which shows a real understanding of how cities work. One of the things we saw at the Paris summit was many of the cities are actually signing MOUs with their state government because, again, that city scale is so important, with them being the engine room, I guess, of many economies as well. I think we've got a minister for cities. We've got a focus on the complexity of cities, but also the opportunities that they present. And I think this submission speaks to that. I agree with Councillor Leppard. I think Plan Melbourne has a lot of good things in it. I hope the state government takes this advice provided on board, because I think it can only add to that document.
Further contribution to debate? Councillor Rom.
Thank you, Lord Mayor. First of all, I commend the officers for the work they've done in putting together a response to this Plan Melbourne Refresh. I think the officers have done a really good job in identifying key areas that are important for the future of Melbourne, not just the city of Melbourne, but the greater Melbourne, in terms of many of the things that were brought up in the original 2013 version. Yes, the implementation part was never really looked at in detail then, and the implementation part, as rightly said by my fellow councillors, that it will involve a change governance structure. I look at Plan Melbourne Original and Plan Melbourne Refresh. It's a strategic view of where the cities are going. It has assumptions based on transport requirements, density growth of residents, of work, employment, jobs, some ideas regarding activity centres and hubs and regional, and without the implementation and without the actual governance or even the authority or the will to make it happen, it won't happen. Some of these issues, you know, densities and others and transport, has been discussed since early 2009. The Committee of Melbourne has done some work on it. Our own senior officers, Professor Adams, Jeff Lawler and others have done work on this. Many of our officers have done work in the original Plan Melbourne. It's a question of the strategic objectives that we want to achieve, the governance versus the politics versus local government politics. And it's a general, I guess, a general feeling sometimes when we look from a capital city into other areas that they're happy to support this as long as it's done somewhere else. And I think we've got to get over that mindset because it is a broader Melbourne issue that needs to be addressed. The issues of affordable housing, the clarity that's required, because that is one of the biggest challenges going forward in the future. If this city is continuing to grow, employment and housing are very important. If the housing becomes unaffordable, we have an issue of stagnating the growth. And I think generally, while we can go into all the specific details in our submission, reading through it, I think our officers have looked at this very carefully, and I commend the work they put in, the thought they put into this, and hopefully the state governments and their various agencies will seriously look at what we are suggesting they should do.
Further contribution to debate? Move wish to conclude debate? In that case, I'll put the motion of those in favour. That is unanimous. Thank you. This concludes the reports from management. Be considered an open session. I know that councillors will note that agenda item 7.5 has been withdrawn and that's now reflected in the papers. I shall resist the temptation to put four matters on block, given that we have in our final meeting of the year, as a group of management and councillors, outstayed both the public and the media, which is no small thing. There are four items of general business. The first is a post-travel report by Councillor Louis. Would councillors like a presentation? In that case, can I call on a councillor to move this? Councillor Louis, thank you. I'm happy to second it. Councillor Louis. It's all going very well down there, Councillor.
I've got nothing more to say, Lord Mayor. It's very self-explanatory, the report. Thank you.
The only thing I'd add to that is this is an ongoing partnership with the business partner cities. The next one in Ho Chi Minh City, I think, will be equally important, and perhaps, as is recommended in the report, that we consider whether we do take a business mission to Japan from the city at the same time as we attend the BPC in Ho Chi Minh City. And that would be something for us to work on between now and when that proposal comes round again. Further contribution to debate? In that case, I'll put the motion of those in favour. That is unanimous. Thank you. The post-travel report by Councillor Wood from the Eco City World Summit in Abu Dhabi. Would councillors like a presentation? In that case, can I call a councillor? Move it. Councillor Wood, you might as well. You went. You can talk about it. Seconded Councillor Pender-Mortimer. Thank you, Councillor.
Following in the same vein of Councillor Louis, pretty self-explanatory, but great to experience the Eco City World Summit. I think Melbourne will do a much better job, all due respect to Abu Dhabi, but we're already forming a very, very, very strong team. And indeed, even in Paris, there was a lot of talk around various organisations positioning themselves as we head towards the World Eco-City Summit in 2017. And it has been received very favourably throughout the Eco-City Summit networks. Lots of favourable reports internationally about Melbourne hosting this summit. And indeed, many of the partners, such as the state government, organisations like Lendlease and MKEC, obviously, and University of Melbourne, and they're all gearing up for this already, so it should be an excellent event.
Councillor Pinder-Mortimer.
Only to say, Lord Mayor, that sister city Tianjin provided official endorsement of Melbourne, and that's in itself is great in its support of the best practice urban model and the work that we did in integration of solar technology. So that's a great recommendation there.
Thank you. Further contribution to debate? In that case, I'll put the motion. All those in favour, that is unanimous. Thank you. Agenda item 7.3 is proposed travel by Councillor Ong to participate in the 4th Annual Township Development Conference in Singapore. Could I have a councillor move this resolution? Councillor Wood, seconded Deputy Lord Mayor. Councillor Wood.
I think we'll be excellently represented by Councillor Ong. We thank him for his representation on this. And obviously, we know the significance of the links, so I'm more than happy to support this.
Thank you. Deputy Lord Mayor.
Yes, I am too happy to support it, and I think the theme of Cities of Tomorrow would be an exciting one for Councillor Ong to speak of, seeing we are the most livable city.
Thank you. Further contribution to debate? In that case, I'll put the motion. All those in favour? That is unanimous. Thank you. Item 7.4 is proposed travel to New Zealand by Councillor Foster to participate in the smoke-free outdoor forums in February. Could I have a councillor move this, please? Councillor Pinder-Mortimer. Councillor seconded. Happy to second it. Councillor Pinder-Mortimer.
No, only to say this is a great follow-up to the previous trip that Councillor Foster made to New Zealand. Thank you, Lord Mayor.
Thank you. I agree. I'm worried about the prohibitive cost of nearly $800, which I'm sure will be the subject of media speculation, but I feel that I can defend that on behalf of Council. And I think it is important that we have a lot of proposals before us tonight that are either post-travel reports or proposals to travel. As Councillor Mann has made clear before, we're one of the only councils that actually does this and does it in the open so that, we make these things public and we make sure that people understand why we're travelling. I think there is an understanding that the capital city councillors should represent Melbourne internationally and interstate. And the other thing that I think is very important, it follows on from Councillor Louis' report, and in fact Councillor Wood and Councillor Oak's recent representation so excellently of us in Paris, that there is a continuity to these things. And it's important that the City of Melbourne is seen to be a part of that continuity and not just dipping in and out. So that's why I think this is important. Further speaker to debate? In that case, I'll put the motion. All those in favour? That is unanimous. Thank you. Are there any matters of urgent business?
Yes, Lord Mayor.
Councillor Oak.
That's on the screen.
There is first a motion that this matter meets the requirements as a motion of urgency. Moved by Councillor Wood, seconded by myself. I'll put that motion. All those in favour? That is unanimous. Councillor Oak, would you care to move a motion then?
I move the motion on screen, Lord Mayor.
Thank you. I'm happy to second that. Councillor Oak.
Thank you, Lord Mayor. Obviously, it arose since the agenda papers were distributed because the historic Paris Agreement was, brought forward and agreed by 200 nations on Saturday. And both Councillor Wood and myself were there. Effectively, I was doing a lot of work with ICLEI, one of our key city partners, and Councillor Wood was very involved in the C40 efforts, and both organisations, I think, need to be congratulated and thanked for all of their work raising the profile of cities. It was an amazing, obviously it was a conversation of nations and the agreements about nations, but they're not going to get to their ambitions, their carbon reduction emissions without cities and other partners, obviously. But the role of cities in the text wouldn't be there without the work, mostly, but equally being the focal point for the UN, for local governments and subnational governments, but for C40 especially with, and Bloomberg working at the City Hall, Paris, where it was an amazing gathering of city leaders to raise the profile of the work that we do and the work that we can do with nations in the future. So I think it's appropriate that the Lord Mayor thank ICLEI World Secretariat and C40 based in London.
Could I also say, I did say to councillors informally earlier today, perhaps I should have sent Councillor Oak and Councillor Wood, even though I wasn't a councillor at that time, to Copenhagen, given my signal failure to achieve anything at Copenhagen and their remarkable success in achievement in Paris. The other thing I asked both Councillor Wood and Councillor Oak to do in order for me to write that letter, and I'll certainly circulate that to all councillors, is to give me a brief high-level overview of some of their activities, because I think we need to make plain to ICLEI and also to C40. We're very proud of the work that Councillor Wood and Councillor Oak did on our behalf in Paris. I know they both worked very, very hard. I know they're both praying for a short meeting tonight, given their recent arrivals from Paris. But I do want to include that in our letter, not just to thank our partners, but to formalise the satisfaction and the pride that we have in the contribution that our council has made. So I'm delighted to second that motion. Further speaker to debate, Councillor Wood.
I'd echo both yourself, Lord Mayor, and also Councillor Oak. I think the to come away with an agreement, we'll claim full responsibility for that. Sure. Was fantastic, but to get an agreement too, which has the 2 degree set in stone and a 1.5 degree aspirational, was a big surprise, I guess, to get that in there. The 5-yearly review was another huge win. The transparent and accountable reporting was also, I'd have to say too, our federal government actually played a big role in negotiating on that one, so plaudits to them. And well on the way to the $100 billion a year in funding for developing nations. So I can't remember what the last figure was, but when I last looked, it was up to $63 billion already. So this was just a very savvy effort by the French government, by the Paris Lord Mayor, by C40, by ICLEI. It was a completely positive dialogue that was held at the city level. And indeed, many of the business representatives that I spoke to, we're talking about Facebook and Google and small companies like that. They said that for the first time, that they actually felt like they had a say in what was going on. They weren't just there to sort of watch. They weren't just observers, if you like. 80% of emissions come from cities. And with the 5-yearly review, it's great, but a lot of action's going to have to happen very, very quickly. And what you heard there was that cities, although they are a big part of the issue, are also a massive part of the potential solution. And the transparent reporting that's already been implemented by ICLEI and C40 and the Compact of Mayors sets us up well to deliver on annual targets on the way to that 5-yearly review. So it was a massive machinery, the 40,000-odd people, national, subnational, local governments, businesses, to get an agreement of that complexity and of that level that can be reviewed and ratcheted up as ambition drives achievement was just something to be part of. I think, we'll look back on the Paris Agreement and think, geez, we got that right.
Thank you. Further contribution to debate? In that case, I'll put that to the vote. All those in favour? That is unanimous. Thank you. Could I now call on a council to move the motion displayed on the screen to close the meeting to the public to consider items of confidential business. Deputy Lord Mayor, seconded Councillor Wood, I'll put the motion. All those in favour? That is unanimous. Thank you. I want to thank members of the public in attendance for their interest and declare the open meeting closed to the public at 6:05 p.m.